This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Richard E. Calvin, Appellant, decided May 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num. ED12566, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pike County versus Cause Number 23PI CR0002072-01. Richard E. Calvin, Honorable Michael R. Jacobs, Appellant. Filed May 27, 2025. Opinion Richard E. Calvin, Calvin, appeals from the trial court's judgment following jury convictions on burglary in the first degree and attempted kidnapping in the third degree. Calvin raises 1 point on appeal. Point one argues the evidence was insufficient to deny his motion for judgment of acquittal and sustain the jury's verdict on the count of first-degree burglary, which was charged based on the underlying offense of kidnapping because the evidence did not demonstrate Calvin's intent to forcibly remove victim one from her home. Because overwhelming evidence supports the jury's verdict, we deny the point. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. One names are redacted pursuant to FAR 509.520, RSMO, Cummers Suppers 2023. Two background viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict. The relevant facts are as follows. Two, the state charged Calvin with burglary in the first degree, count Y, and attempted kidnapping in the third degree, count two, arising out of Calvin's unlawful entry into victim's home in the middle of the night on May 19, 2023. Victim, victim's father, and victim's two children were in their split-level home, in which the front door opens to a small landing with access to the downstairs and upstairs areas of the home. The front door provides the only entry and exit point. The residence is located in wooded rural area. Around 1 o'clock in the morning, victim's friend came to retrieve a stray dog chained to victim's front porch. Victim had asked friend to retrieve the dog, and while on the front porch, friend noticed Calvin. Calvin was approaching from the woods behind victim's house and he was soaking wet. Calvin sent Ood in the driveway and asked friend about victim, stating that he needed victim to come with him to save victim's ex-boyfriend because he was being eaten by werewolves. Friend knocked on one of the front windows, prompting victim to come outside to see what was happening. Victim recognized Calvin, as they were longtime neighbors. Calvin repeatedly insisted that he needed victim to come with him to deal with the werewolves. Calvin indicated it was for victim's own safety. Victim did not want to go with Calvin, and she told Calvin to leave several times, but Calvin remained on her property. Friend offered Calvin a ride, which he refused. Victim then called Calvin's father on the phone to pick Two State versus Scott, 676-SW3D-336-339, MOAP ED-2023, internal citation omitted. 3. Calvin up and Calvin became increasingly persistent, demanding that victim listen to what he was saying. Victim's father, who was also aware of the situation, called the police. Victim and friend both retreated inside the home. Calvin attempted to follow them inside. Calvin tried to push his way through the front door, but friend held it shut while bracing himself against the railing of the stairs. Calvin told victim he wanted some clean clothes. Becoming more and more agitated, Calvin continued to push on the door. Victim repeatedly warned Calvin that he was not coming into the house and that she was not going anywhere with him. Victim went downstairs to her basement to retrieve her firearm. After 10 minutes, the stairwell railing supporting friend broke, allowing Calvin to shove his way inside. Returning from the basement, victim saw Calvin start to enter her home. Calvin had positioned himself against the door in a way that blocked anyone else from leaving. Victim positioned herself near the top of the staircase in order to stop Calvin if he decided to go downstairs after her or upstairs after her family. When Calvin entered her home after repeated warnings to leave, victim shot at Calvin. Her shot missed but caused Calvin to fall back outside of the door. Calvin immediately came back inside the home, now even more agitated. He grew angrier and began name-calling victim. Victim told Calvin she was going to shoot him again. Calvin started down the stairs toward victim, and when Calvin was about an arm's length away, victim shot him in his side. Calvin dropped back and laid on the porch. Calvin's father took him to the hospital before the police officers arrived. The officers investigated the scene and noted that the door was chipped from a struggle, and the stairwell railing was dry.